Let's turn to a growing trend with women in their 20s and 30s. Many are choosing contraception that may completely stop their menstrual cycles. This brings up a couple of big questions. Is it safe? And if a woman does not want to have children right away, is there any medical reason to have her period in the first place? NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
Alana Massey remembers the exact day she started her period. She was 12 years old, and right away, she was worried.
I calculated like the hundreds or thousands of periods I was going to have, and I was just devastated because I hated it so much from the moment it started.
Massey's periods were long, with painful cramps. But then a few years ago, she decided to try a form of contraception that could possibly stop her periods altogether. After a few months,
my period, it went from being, you know, lighter and lighter to just absolutely nothing at all.
Now Massey hasn't had a period for about 3 years, and she loves it.
It just profoundly improved my mobility in the world and my comfort being in the world. And then I think about getting a period again, and I dread it.
Massey is not alone. Last year, a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found the use of contraception that may stop periods has shot up. There's the arm implant, the IUD, and a hormone shot. Use of these methods has risen nearly fivefold in the past decade. Dr. Elizabeth Mix is an OBGYN at the University of Washington. She's seen this new trend firsthand at her clinic.
In general, I think that views are changing really rapidly, and that need to have regular periods is certainly not, that's just not part of our society anymore.
With traditional birth control, a woman takes a hormone pill for 21 days to stop her cycle. Then she takes a sugar pill for a week so she can have what looks like a period. But Mick says this isn't a real period at all, and it isn't necessary.
There's absolutely no medical need to have a period when you're on hormonal contraception.
So why have women been having all these fake periods for decades?
That's a really interesting question, and it's actually more of a historical thing.
One of the doctors who helped invent the pill was Catholic. He thought the Pope might accept the pill if it looked like women were having periods. But the Catholic Church never came around to the pill, and when doctors actually asked women if they wanted to have these fake periods, many said they didn't. Now, Mick says the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends long-acting contraception, like IUDs and the implant, as the top choice for young women who want birth control.
Those should be first-line methods for adolescents because they are so much more effective than birth control pills.
That's because adolescents sometimes forget to take them. But do these hormones have an impact on fertility?
No. Most women can get pregnant pretty much immediately when they stop their hormonal birth control.
But there are side effects and risks. Jerry Lynn Pryor is an endocrinologist at the University of British Columbia. She says women should think carefully before trying to suppress their cycle. There's just not enough known about long-term effects, especially with teenagers.
And most of the studies, like what are the effects on the breast or what are the effects on bone, have not been done.
And Pryor says having a period does serve a purpose. It tells you your reproductive system is working well and that you're not pregnant. She says it isn't a disease that needs to be treated away.
I think there is value in understanding and appreciating our own intrinsic hormonal rhythms. It's part of our identity.
Because she says periods are one of many things that makes women, women. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.